About 9 minutes after 9 o'clock here on a Thursday morning at the Mighty 690 KGGF, I'm Bill Small, and we are joined in the studio by Joe Brooks from the Salvation Army, here to talk about Christmas in July. How are you this morning, young man?
Oh, hey. Yeah, young man, I see. Yeah. I see you're sporting some whiskers over there.
Yeah.
So you've been on this earth a little while too, I guess.
67 years. It'll be
67. Well, I'll be 76 on Monday.
You get me by about 9 years.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Well, you don't look it. At least you have a full head of white snowy hair over there. I lost all mine when I was in my 20s.
Well.
Yeah, I had parents with two recessive sets of genes. My mother was prematurely gray. My father went bald, and I had to inherit both of those gene sets. So I was very, very pleased with my mom and dad. So tell us about Christmas in July. What's going on?
Well, I've been doing this for several years. I was trying to think how far. I've been the kettle coordinator for the Christmas campaign at the Christmas time, starting in November every year,
right.
Since 09.
Oh, 1909? Wow. That's
And so, yeah. And so I had this idea, and I don't know, maybe I saw it on the Hallmark Channel, Christmas in July, and I thought, well, why don't we do that?
Oh, sure. Great idea.
So we started ringing bells one day in July at Walmart and Country Mart. And so it has been really successful. And not only do we just ring bells that day from 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, and it'll be on the 23rd.
Right.
That's the closest I could get.
Right.
Now, I think one time since I've done this have I actually been on the 25th of July.
Do you ever get weird looks from people, though, who don't hear these announcements or see your posters around town? What the heck is a Salvation Army?
Yeah, I'll probably get weird looks every day.
But I mean, for this specifically.
Well, yeah, they say, well, because I'm out there singing Jingle Bells or something like that, you know,
yeah,
or White Christmas or something, and they wonder, well, how come you're doing this? Well, because it just helps us get through the year.
Exactly.
It raises a few more funds, and people are very generous. Our community, this is the most generous community that I can, and I just like to talk it up.
Right.
Because we have so many people that sponsor our kettles. And add money to the kettle. Sometimes they'll match it. Sometimes they'll put more in.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it possible for us to help more people.
Now, tell me where that money goes.
Well, that money stays in our community to help people with rent, utilities, food, clothes. Sometimes I even buy dog food for a service dog. Or
well,
even if
go.
The dog ain't a service dog, I'll buy dog food for them. Because people are having a rough time right now.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
And so we're trying to do our best, even already this week. Just yesterday, I helped three different families to keep their power on or get their power back on.
Uh-huh.
And so.
And you need that now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, definitely. Yeah.
And having the little ones in the house and needing that cool air, you know, to
you
keep
betcha.
Everybody comfortable and having water. Those are things that I know you and I take for granted sometimes, and we don't appreciate them. Till something
until
happens,
gone, right.
You know, like say water line breaks in the community or something, and then you don't have water.
Yep.
But I've always had water, and I thank God for that. I mean, and I'm not hungry. Mm-hmm. In fact, I just had breakfast with the Daylight Defenders, so I'm not hungry. But you know, there's people hungry, and there shouldn't be no reason for people to go hungry in Kansas.
That's true. Yeah, we're the breadbasket of the nation.
And we have a food pantry, and we help people with food. And I'll never turn anybody away who needs food.
Okay.
Now, that's a Joe thing.
Right.
Now, some other organizations here in town may not be that liberal, but they still help people with food.
Right.
And they help them with a lot of food, maybe more than I can at the time.
Right.
So I have a limit. And so, but still, we help people, and we have been involved in this since 2019. I've been the Montgomery County coordinator for Coffeyville,
right,
and for the Salvation Army, and this covers the lower half of Montgomery County, and so when people give to our kettles, it stays here to help people locally. And so also I'll be putting out these small kettles. They look like a little, they sit on the counter.
Yeah, I've seen those.
And right now, I have one going to Tara Beth Coffee House just down the street.
Yep.
And I'll have one out at El Poblito. I talked to Pablo yesterday, and he's going to supply me with ice.
Yep.
So I can have, and I can have water. One of my board members, Sonia Cantrell, gave me two cases of water so we can have everybody, keep everybody hydrated that day.
Which you will need to, because it's July 23rd.
Oh, yes.
In southeast,
yes,
Kansas.
Right. And so we run back and forth between Coffeyville and country, between Walmart and Country Mart.
Uh-huh.
To get water.
Well, here's the thing. People. When you see these kettles at the Walmart and the Country Mart on July 23rd, drop in a couple bucks. I mean, you won't miss it. Just a couple bucks, and it's going to go to help a lot of people who need your help.
And if all you got is change, hey,
yeah,
we count it all.
You betcha.
I've had people apologize for...
I'm sorry, all I've got
sometimes
is this handful of change.
Yeah, and I say, hey, that's all right. We count it all.
Every little bit helps.
We really do. I mean, if you only have $99 and you need a penny...
Mm-hmm.
And or 99 cents and you need a penny, or $99 and you need a dollar.
There you go.
So we are able to help people all the time, and to make a difference, and we are glad to be a part of this community. And I get a lot of pats on the back and a lot of credit, but if it wasn't for the community and the different businesses that support us, my board members, I was just talking to Tim Van Oster. He's one of my board members this
right.
morning. And he's my number one bell ringer.
Ah.
I gave him a bell with that engraved on it here a few years ago. And he's already signed up to ring at Country Mart.
All right.
And I have Amy Dollar and Nick Bryan signing up for the 8 o'clock slot.
We love Amy. Amy's she's fun to have on the
yes,
show here.
She's
yeah,
she's really great. She's one of my board members, both
uh-huh.
of them, Nick and Amy both. And so we are going to... already got the Rotary Club signed up from 8 to 10
mm-hmm.
At Country Mart. I mean, Walmart, I'm sorry. At Walmart on Saturday, the 23rd. And got Daylight Defenders signed up also this morning. All the guys that was there signed up to ring an hour. So I'm not asking anybody to ring all day. I just need some. If you can ring 30 minutes, that's great.
So who do they call if they want to volunteer?
Oh,
to help
hey,
out?
They call Joe.
Uh-huh.
That's me.
Give Joe a call.
Joe Brooks.
Yeah.
And when you call me, my number is 620-870-9261.
Right.
I'll say that again, 620-870-9261. And that's my cell number. And I'll be answering that and staying on top of that in case you call, and because I need...
To get
all these slots filled.
Yep, get some volunteers in there. I can't help but notice you brought your Git box with you.
Well, you know, we talk about ringing bells.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there was a song years ago about a guy named Johnny B. Good, and
he
played his guitar like ringing a bell. Well, that's kind of what I do. I play my guitar instead of ringing a bell. Now, I'm not above ringing bells,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes when it's in cold weather and I can't feel the strings anymore, I've got to go and
warm
ring that
up.
Bell for
yeah.
a while.
Yeah.
But here's a little song I wrote a few years ago about Christmas in July, and I'd like to sing it for you.
You go right ahead.
Well, it's Christmas in July, the bells are ringing. Yes, Christmas in July, gonna do some singing.
Oh.
Spread the news all over town so everyone will hear that it's Christmas in July, the bells are ringing. We're gonna spread the news all over town so everyone will hear. It's Christmas in July. The bells are ringing.
Fabulous. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Oh, man. That's fun.
You have to get close to the microphone.
That's so much fun to,
uh-huh.
to get out and play
uh-huh.
and sing. And I really enjoy doing it. Here, when COVID hit, had to wear a mask.
Right.
It's kind of hard to sing through a mask.
That's true, yeah.
But I was singing Christmas carols through a mask.
All right, Joe Brooks from the Salvation Army, give him a call if you want to volunteer, and you do want to volunteer. You definitely, I'm telling you right now, you want to volunteer. Call him at 620-870-9261. 9261. Joe, thank you so much for brightening our day here this morning.
Hey, thank you for the privilege of coming. And if there's anybody out there that would like to have one of these little small counter kettles in your business, call me and I'll bring one to you.
Maybe he'll even sing to you.
And I might, yes, sir. And I'm not above that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being with us and shining your light here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.
Thank you, guys.